Today on the 20 Minute Morning Show, jazz vocalist Karuna Shinsho is up for a Whammy Award in Washington, D.C. this weekend. We'll talk about her vocal stylings right here on the 20 Minute Morning Show. I was so impressed on reading over your resume, and I didn't know you were a broadcast journalist.
Yes, in my past life.
Wow.
Years ago. It seems like a lifetime ago.
So you used to work at CNN and Asia Business News, and you did television in Japan as well.
I was in television in Japan, New York, and Singapore and Hong Kong.
Wow, that is very impressive. Now you're nominated for a Whammy Award. You're a jazz vocalist, and that's what we're here to talk about today. Your prowess as a jazz vocalist. You've been nominated for a Whammy Award this weekend in Washington, D.C. Tell us about that.
Well, Whammies are kind of like the Grammys, but it's more on a local level. So it recognizes artists from the DMV region, what we call the DMV region, which is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Right.
And my album, To Love Again, was nominated for Best Jazz Album for last year.
Tell us how you became a jazz vocalist.
Well, lived a long and great life so far, and you go through many different experiences. After my life as a broadcast journalist, I got married, had two wonderful kids, and then got divorced. And then I think during that time, I was trying to rediscover myself and find out what brought me joy. And I found that music did, and it was kind of like a form of healing for me. Mm. And along the way, I was able to meet some incredible musicians, and the producer of my album, Nani Assis, I met as well during that time, and he saw my passion for the music, and he agreed to help me produce my album, and here we are today, amazingly, gratefully recognized with the Whammy Awards.
The people that you were highly influenced by was Nancy Wilson, I was reading about. Tell us about that experience.
Yes, I was very fortunate to see her perform at a jazz club in Tokyo when I was a college student. I was just blown away by her way of interpreting songs and basically being able to paint a very vivid picture of what she was singing about in our minds through her songs. That kind of got me started on this love affair with jazz. Started being introduced to other jazz vocalists like Carmen McRae, who's also a favorite of mine, and then really got into Brazilian bossa nova as well, listening to music of João Gilberto and Antonio Carlos Jobim. So my album is kind of a amalgamation of those influences. I have half of the album is jazz standards from the American Songbook, and then the other half is Brazilian bossa nova classics.
The album is called To Love Again, and your single that you're pushing now is Just In Time. Tell us how you painted the picture with your vocal stylings with that song.
Well, Just In Time is kind of a special song because that's the only song in the album that's basically just me singing with a bass accompanying me,
right,
played by the incredible bass player Eric Wheeler, based in New York. That song is very more of an intimate, gives you more intimate vibe. I think because it's just my voice and the bass player, it shows a more vulnerable aspect of myself. But the song is also a reflection of the entire album, which is basically about love, finding love again, you know? And initially it was really about romantic love, but, you know, we produced this album during the pandemic, and I think different layers of meanings started to come up, you know? I think we had a lot of issues with, you know, the political differences in our country and around the world. And, you know, the pandemic also brought out some really difficult times for everybody. So I think the album To Love Again also takes on the meaning of, you know, having more love for each other as people. And also, most importantly, I think, to find love for ourselves, you know, because if we can't love ourselves, then we're unable to love other people.
So, you know, Karuna, when I listen to the type of jazz that you do and how you sing, it reminds me of the fine arts, right? And it reminds me of a person's like soul being poured into the music, like the, like you talked about earlier, the interpretation of a song and putting your own spin on it. How has that been in your creating these songs?
Thank you so much. I'm going to be eternally a student, and I came to this later in life. I guess there's pros and cons. The pros is that, I've lived life quite a bit already, and I've really experienced true love, heartache, and all of those incredible emotions that I can actually infuse into my songs. So I think that perhaps that lends it some authenticity. But I guess the challenge is also coming to it late. There's a lot for me to learn. And, jazz, as you are aware, is a very, can be a very challenging genre where, yeah, you really have to be able to be vulnerable and courageous to be free to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Because, my personality and I think my background is such that I always want to plan and organize and make sure everything goes according to plan and be perfect. And I think jazz, the perfection is in the imperfection, and to be able to be vulnerable to make mistakes. And so that's what I'm learning right now. And of course, I'm studying with some incredible jazz piano teacher, guitar, bossa nova guitar. I'm also learning as well as keeping up with my, vocals with a teacher. So it's a constant state of learning and experiencing as well.
Your short journey into this new genre, you have to be very, very grateful at the opportunity to be nominated for a Whammy Award. What does it mean to you?
To me, it is a recognition of the ability to pursue a passion even late in life. And if you work hard enough and you surround yourself with people that believe in you and support you, then I think you can achieve anything that you put your mind to it. I'm just really grateful for this opportunity. And I know that I still have a lot to learn and experience, but to be able to do something that I love and that brings me joy, and to be able to actually share that joy with others. I hear incredible comments from people I don't know around the world who have heard my music and are so kind enough to say that it makes them happy when they listen to my music. And that's all that I can ask for, really. So I'm very grateful.
It's very soothing.
Thank you.
And I admire your courage, because you talked about your passion. If you pursue your passion, and people are always worried about how they're going to support themselves, but you went out and pursued your passion, and your passion is supporting you. You had to have a lot of faith in yourself to break through in this industry.
The attitude that you take, I know everyone goes through some tough times and difficulties, and it's not to say that everyone's going to be able to easily, get to this point. I mean, I think we all focus on the end product, but it took a lot of effort. It took several years for me to get to where I am now. Wow. In terms of getting this album out there. Have the right attitude, I think. How do you turn something negative into positive and not just kind of wallow in the pain? I think initially, yes, I had a lot of pain and a lot of anger and a lot of my confidence level went really low, during those difficult times.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important to get out of that by finding something positive. And for me, music was the positivity that helped me to transform from negative to positive.
Will you be doing any shows this summer?
I'm working on some projects, one of which is working with my jazz piano teacher on, interestingly, some Japanese folk songs and giving it a jazz twist. We're currently working on it, and once we're ready, we're going to get it out there. So I will let you know when that happens.
All right, that's awesome. So the Whammy Awards take place this Saturday. It's the 35th annual Whammy Awards in Washington, D.C., where Karuna Shinshaw is nominated for Best Jazz Album of the Year. And of course, the jazz album is called To Love Again. And we look forward to seeing you win this award.
Really, getting to the top 8 finalists for this category is honor enough. If we win, then that's just icing on the cake. But really, already grateful to be here and also to be able to talk to you about it.
Everybody, let's listen to one of the songs from the album. This is Just in Time. This is Karuna Shinshaw.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, no place to go. Now you're here, now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Whoa, just in time, I found you just in time. When you came, my time was running so low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, no place to go. Now you're here, now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely nights to lovely days.
Just in time. This is Karuna Shinsho. Thank you so much for being with us right here on the BJ Murphy Show.
If anybody wants to keep up with what I'm up to, then they can come to my website, karunasings.com, karunasings.com. Also on most social medias, Facebook, Instagram. So please keep in touch.